tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, guys! Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's Doctor Who After Show. We got one more into 2015. It's the Christmas special, The Husbands of a River Song. Guys, I'm your host, Zach Wilson. Excited to be back again for one last run with the TARDIS this year. Let me introduce my fantastic panel. Yael Teagle's back as always.
Hey everybody, I'm Yael Teagle. I'm live in the chat with all of you. You can tweet at me live during the show at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. I'm keeping an eye on that.
Tari cool. Miller.
I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. It's D-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And I'm excited to welcome this week joining us Anastasia Barnova, big Hello. Doctor Who fan.
Yay. Big fan. Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
may know Anastasia from her role as Maddie on Z Nation.
Maddie on Z Nation.
Did I say Maddie?
You did. Even Boo in the chat was like, it's Addie.
That quick?
I love how you know, though. That's so great.
It's Addie from Z.
I'm just excited and I mispronounced.
It's okay. I'm excited too, you guys. Hello. Hello, world. Oh,
so I'm so excited to talk about this episode. Right off the bat, I really loved this episode.
Correct.
Yes. I thought it was correct. Yes, that is the correct opinion. Well, Anastasia, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I just thought it was so good. On so many levels, I can't wait to talk about all the different ways why it was great.
And you're just to give the fans a perspective. You're a big Doctor Who fan.
I have a TARDIS tattooed on my body.
Where? I'm going to ask what everyone's thinking. Where?
I should have planned this better. It's over here.
Oh yeah.
Maybe at one point I'd figure out a way to show it to everybody. But yeah, it's pretty. It's a TARDIS. Yeah.
Nice,
and it's
nice.
Flying, and it's on my rib cage.
Don't worry, guys. Later, I will tweet a picture of it.
Yeah. We'll make that happen.
Yeah, we will.
So, I think it's. I really care about this program.
Cool. Yael and Tari?
This has been my favorite Christmas special ever.
What?
I'm going to be honest. It had nothing to do with Christmas. You know what? Another Christmas special that had nothing to do with Christmas was Tennant's appearance.
Yeah.
I loved that one as well. Maybe not my favorite ever. Whatever. Really great.
It's good, yeah.
Absolutely. I want to be very clear that I loved this episode. I loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. Every minute?
Yeah.
I feel like you have something more specific.
Yeah. 3 seconds at the end I hated, but that's okay. And I'm going to talk a lot about things that I think would have been a cool way to do it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I didn't love every minute of this episode. There were things that I was like, wouldn't it have been cool if this happened? I just want to start off by clarifying so people aren't like, yeah, I hated this episode. No, I freaking loved it.
I'm very excited to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Loved it.
I also really enjoyed it. Like, it's everything that I've been asking for literally all season, where I keep going, alien planets, more aliens, more things, more adventures. And that's what we got. Mm-hmm. And we also got a very emotional episode with a lot of comedy. Mm. Everything that a Doctor Who episode should be. And River Song.
Yep.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Tari, favorite episode.
So we're all agreed, great episode. Okay, that's the after show, guys. Thanks for joining. I think this was a perfect episode. It was a great swan song for Dr. River Song, if you will.
Smooth.
But it was great. It was fun. And it was just like, it was a fitting way to tie this character back into the series. And that's what I wanted most from it, is not just like an adventure with River Song, is for this to be a key part of the episode. But what that did is it made it fit into Doctor Who's mythology in a great way, mm-hmm. while still managing to be a standalone episode, which is really what the Christmas episode is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a great, fun, lighthearted romp through Doctor Who universe.
Yeah. And after very Christmassy Christmas episodes, this one, it just happened to be Christmas. Yeah. It was so good.
It's the diehard of Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what, we had literal Santa last season.
Yes.
Literal Santa.
Yeah, although Nick Frost as Santa, great casting.
Right.
Agreed, but this season, better. So much better. The best Christmas ever.
Okay, well, let's start with River and the Doctor. Were you guys fans of River Song? Because I've heard from a lot of fans who have mixed feelings about River over the years.
Period.
And I wanted to ask what you guys think of River in general.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have to start?
Mm-hmm.
I love River.
Yeah.
River is a strong, independent woman, and I love the idea that we can show the balance of an independent woman who is also in love, because I feel like TV always does the, if you're independent, you can't be in love, and then as soon as you're in love, you're no longer able to be independent.
Right.
And so we have this beautiful, beautiful balance. That's what I think about River in general. Mm-hmm. This episode, it was so nice to see her being River, because she's not a good person, right? Mm-hmm. And that's even better. I like bad people.
Well, remember her as Mel, right. Especially. Yeah. She's a psychopath. River Song is a psychopath. That's been her whole
arc. She's a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, and this was the first time we really got to see River without the Doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, he was there, but because she didn't know that, we got to know what River was like without him.
I kind of wish she wouldn't have figured it out, or she wouldn't have known through the entire episode. I kind of wish that would have been a very interesting way. If the entire episode she didn't know that he was the Doctor.
Like, she never found out, you're saying.
Okay, I'm on the flip side, and that's the one thing that I was going to bring up. The only thing that I was unclear about was, okay, so was the idea that she really didn't know until the moment where she... So who bought that?
Well, I bought it. I mean...
How?
I think basically it comes down to because this was a new set of regenerations for the Doctor that
Yawn,
he was...
as if, like, our world... The Doctor world has anything to do, like, there's a logic, but it's a very loose and wibbly wobbly interpretive logic. Whatever your reasoning is, it's wrong. Like, he's very, like, like, how in the world she wouldn't, but it's, let's talk about Capaldi. Somebody recently tweeted, because now on Twitter you can do polls or whatever. So, like, best Doctor. And I retweeted saying, impossible. Usually, prior to Capaldi, I would have easily said Tennant, because Tennant was so magical, Matt Smith is so magical, but between the two, I could go Tennant. With Capaldi
Wait, Eccleston doesn't even count on your list?
No. He does when I watch.
Talk about this.
When I watch him, I go, yes. Maybe it's because I only had him for such a little amount of time, and the other ones I had so much time to play with.
I'll allow it.
Because when I watch him, I go, oh, but there's Eccleston. But because the other ones got to flush him out so much more.
Sure.
So.
Come on.
I was like, impossible. And then someone just replied, and look, we can all have opinions, but somebody was like, yeah, well, that's, no one's voting for whatever Capaldi is. Is he 12? 13? 12? Whatever.
We're saying 12 for clarity's sake, but it doesn't matter.
The point is, she was saying that, no one likes Capaldi, and get him out of there and take Claire with. And I was just like, you're very confused. Because Peter Capaldi is a master. What he does with the Doctor, in my opinion, is tie in angry Eccleston, zany Smith, logical Tennant, his own self. He's sexy, which is uncomfortable, but whatever. Like,
who's uncomfortable?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it can get a little wonky, but I watch him and I'm like, you're hot. Like, because he's so leveled. Like, he says so many words and he knows exactly what he's saying about nonsense.
I'll tell you this. Very, very the good. Sexiest moment of this episode is when he turns to River and says, "Hello, hello sweetie."
Oh,
I lost it.
I watched Yael rewatch that and she melted. I can only imagine what she did the first time.
Stop imagining it. It's none of your business.
So with all that in mind, the idea that River Song, a man who knows the doctor, woman, that's funny.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? A person who knows not like what he looks like, but who he truly is, mm-hmm. wouldn't know. You know who your person is. It doesn't matter where they are in the world, where you are. Do you know what I mean? So that's only one where I was like, okay, guys, so you really didn't know I was the doctor.
My rebuttal.
Okay. Oh, I want it.
Because I see what you're saying, and I get that she does know his soul, but I don't remember, what was I recently watching, Tara, you should know this, where it was very clear from the beginning, that it was going one way, but because we were told in the beginning one specific rule, you never thought about it.
It was librarians, yes.
Where, like, you're told, this is the rule. This is what's happening. And so you never think about it.
I must have missed that.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, wait. So I felt like I've been where River is, where you believe, like, you would know this, but because somebody was like, no, no, it can't be, you're like, okay, so it can't be. Moving on.
Right. She sort of looks past the evidence because she doesn't believe that there could be another face after Matt Smith.
Thank you.
Because she knew the rules of... And I imagine that she was probably the only person that Matt Smith's doctor told about it being his last regeneration.
Right.
Right.
So she's like, oh, I'm the only one that knows that Matt, that 11 is the last one.
Right.
Math.
Well,
so there couldn't be, this couldn't possibly be the doctor, even if it sounds like it could be.
Right. I could see both sides of it, though. Whereas I can see that, yes, she knows that there is a limit. I mean, I think she also knows that the doctor breaks rules. That's like mm-hmm. rule number one or two.
Two. Doctor Lies is number one.
Yes. but to Anastasia's point, I would say that when she met Tennant the first time, it was the first time she'd seen, as far as we had known, it was the first time she'd seen that face, and she recognized him immediately. I mean,
he didn't even know who she was. So come on!
Yeah, but it's a face before Matt Smith, and Matt Smith showed her all the faces.
Right. I know, but it's, she is. You know how stuff works with him.
This was the spotter's guide that she talked about in the library episode.
Mm.
Where she talks about, sometimes I need the spotter's guide.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Oh, it's so good.
This episode did have a nice amount of like little references to other things
from the past.
Oh, it tied
everything so nicely. Just everything in little bows.
Yeah. I mean, we got the journal back. Like, seeing that was, because we haven't seen that in a long time. It was nice to see it. I definitely have my little leather bound version of the diary at home.
Langley in the chat says, full of payoff. And I think absolutely mm-hmm. this episode, that's the thing. I'll say it. I'm gonna compliment Moffat. That's the thing that when he does decide, you know what? I'm gonna answer that question and take you all the way full circle. He does that and he goes, I'm gonna make it a full circle. He may leave plot holes, but it's a nice full circle. And you go, yeah, now you know where we got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he is very good with big arcs like that, like threading little things. He might like
skip
over, and like you'll see the thread gets exposed a little bit outside, but ultimately it gets where you want it to go. Same thing with the silence. That was a very big arc that paid off when it paid off.
A shoulder in the chat says, Moffat, my lie. Me is not in the chat. A shoulder says, Moffat, my lie, but he also delivers.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair. So, I mean, we opened up this episode with, what was his name? Nardal.
Yeah.
Finding the doctor because he's looking for a surgeon. A little bit of silliness. There was some Christmas silliness at the top.
Yeah,
with it was the like, antlers.
Because it's Christmas. Moving on.
This episode just kicked off really great for me with carolers will be criticized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the most Capaldi Doctor thing I've ever seen.
I mean, also, isn't that what you do?
Yeah, right? Afterwards you give them scathing notes.
Is that not what happens?
Yeah, and off you go.
Yeah.
Tip top.
And from there, like, once we got River involved, that was when the, that was when it got, it started getting insane with Hydro Flax.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Hydra, and I was like, wrong show.
Just the build of all of her different husbands.
Yes.
Because I wasn't sure what they were, they were going with the husbands of River Song. Could have been one other, maybe two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bit it built great. What did you guys think of the introduction of all of her different husbands and Hydro Flax and that, all of the insanity of her relationships?
I love Jealous Doctor. We got a lot of it in the Robots of Sherwood, or yep, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And I love that it came back and you got to see him being really, like, really trying to be super cool about it, but ultimately, like, Capaldi nailed this with the arm crossing and all that stuff. I also really enjoyed just because when I going into it, I thought they just meant, you know, because the Doctor is technically different people when he regenerates, not like in terms of different actors, but his demeanor changes, and they're like, oh, you know, they're gonna go through her belief and her feelings towards each of those men that she's experienced. But no, it was like, no, she has a bunch of husbands and she's long game in it real good.
She married the diamond.
Yeah.
I mean, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And you marry your best friend.
Yeah.
That's how you live a happy life.
Yeah.
Right. Tara nailed it.
Can we talk about one of her other husbands?
Ramon. Now a good time.
Ramon, guys, everyone in the chat is freaking out because they're like, oh, it looks kind of like him. Guys, it is the guy from Xenon.
Yes.
It is. And I think we have a song we'd like to play for you. Yeah. guys, it's Philip Rice. Reese? I don't know how to say his name.
I'm the only one on the panel who doesn't understand this reference.
Well, you're silly. This is Supernova Girl from Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, which was a classic Disney Channel movie.
Here it comes.
So good. They're going to dance. I'm going to keep talking to you guys about it. Love is
fun is this fact, a Mazda commercial? What's
no, nice. Not fun. Unacceptable. But guys, I really am disappointed in all the people like, oh, it looks like him. I'm disappointed in all of you. Because it very much is obviously him.
It's him.
It's
him.
Yeah, his hair is brown and not bleach blonde. He's not singing. What? He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he looks great. How long has it been? It's been over 10 years, I'd say, right?
Yeah, that movie was in...
this is so exciting.
It had to have been in, like, 2001.
I came to America in 98, and I definitely, like, remember Xenon and, like...
It was 1999. It was the first one.
Okay, nice.
99 was the first one. The second was 2001.
So great.
Protozoa. Just so everyone's clear for them spelling, because everyone's spelling wrong, it's Protozoa. Two names. Go on.
Well, he had some great fun in this episode as Ramon. other than his the appearance of a long-lost former TV Xenon star.
But long-lost.
Long-lost.
Not lost at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all remember.
What do you guys think?
Zeta's Lapidus! Yes, that is what they say.
What did you guys think of Ramon and her? Like, was she just... She was just using Ramon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I actually spent the entire episode expecting him to make some sort of reference to Xenon.
That would have just been the cherry on top.
What else has he done?
You know? Yeah, no, I thought he was great. Yeah. And of course. Yeah, of course. Well, and why is she not using everyone? Just plans. Well, just things to do.
That sort of is the big crux. Yeah. So let's talk about it now while we're talking about her husbands. As it builds with her relationships towards the end of the episode, we get this big, really moving speech from her. And we basically are... It's called into question, does River love the Doctor? Mm-hmm. When she talks about, like, he's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start there. At that point, did you guys start to question whether River truly loved the Doctor? Or did you see that for a ploy?
I think that it was... I believe that River loves the Doctor. And no matter what she says, rule number one, River lies. They're Moffat. Moffat lies. River lies. The Doctor lies.
River right. is the daughter of...
Moffat.
Moffat.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. That was a very clear lie.
I felt like it was more... I'm using this term wrong, but it was plausible deniability. Like...
you acknowledge that that's not quite... Yeah.
Yep, I'm shorter. I think that she's in denial of her own love for the Doctor, essentially. He's this guy that spends 90% of his time away from her. And as much as she loves him, you can tell, even though she tries to play it off, that she doesn't necessarily feel it back. And so it's like she's chasing this dream, and you can tell it's hard for her. And so I think that in a way she does love the Doctor, but in another way she never really can because he's not there for her to love.
Raven points out in the chat it's a defense mechanism for her hurt feelings.
Yes. Plausible deniability.
I want to get to the part where she says that he doesn't love her and the guy is going to scam.
Well, just because I want to talk about because I'll
let
admit,
me know when we get there.
In that moment, I started to think, like, oh, maybe River really has, because we're seeing her as the psychopath. Mm-hmm. Maybe she has been playing him for a number of these years. Not the whole time, but like it did. Or that she fell out of love with him at some point, like out of spite or just like feelings of abandonment. Mm-hmm. There was a moment there, I'll admit, where I thought that maybe it was true.
You were wrong.
Well, by the end, we know I was wrong.
Right.
Okay, so no, fair enough. But yeah.
But you believed her.
I believed her. I questioned. Mm. Right. It was enough to make me question.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because at that point, we didn't know where in her timeline she was. There's a point where she was, you know, definitely trying to kill him, but there's another point where she was definitely in love with him. So you don't know where in that spectrum she was.
I believe she loved him when she was trying to kill him. Yeah, I believe she's always
don't cancel
loved
each other.
Him.
Yeah.
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 Didn't you always want to kill the people that you love?
Not too- totally.
Yeah. Love hurts, guys.
Sometimes.
Okay, so let's talk the big speech.
Okay, because her big, beautiful speech, where I know everyone was sobbing, when you think about it, and the machine scans her and says she's not lying, that the Doctor doesn't love her, that's, if you think about that, she really believes that the Doctor doesn't love her, but she loves him so much. With all of her being, and she believes full that he does not love her back. How sad is that?
Yeah,
it's the saddest thing ever done on Doctor Who.
It's very sad.
Well, okay.
Remember when Tennant and Rose were separated?
That's still the pinnacle. Yeah. I think that's the most. I'd never like. I cry pretty much every episode for various reasons. That destroyed more than Donna, more than any, like, and Donna, real bad.
Donna.
But
Donna, like emotional, like overall, is like a big emotional moment. The ones that made me the most emotional were, I guess, Tennant's goodbye,
and of course, Amy and Rory,
mm-hmm. Manhattan.
Yeah,
and when Dobby died, what?
two British things.
I was looking for a third one. I was like, I can't think of anything that's not a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah.
A very sad moment.
Yeah, and I loved that speech. It's like loving the stars themselves. You don't expect a sunset to love you back.
No one thought that she was acting.
No.
No, because there would have been...
Because they scanned her.
I know they scanned her, but she's fancy. I feel like she could, like, convince herself. I don't know. So that had me go, like, oh, yeah. But then I kind of thought, but she's playing. But the whole time, I was also waiting for her to be like, I knew it was you the whole time. I just couldn't let on. So when that didn't happen, so I think I was confused the whole time. Because I couldn't buy that she didn't. So I thought there was a level to everything that she was doing. I thought she was playing.
Yeah.
Like, playing the scene. I don't know.
Right.
But what do you guys think of her assertion, though? Does the Doctor love River Song? And, like, does he love her more or differently than he loves any of his companions?
See, this is where, like, I think Doctor Who makes a very, very interesting, like, statement about life and relationships and stuff, but I don't know if you guys want to go there. I have some hippie thoughts about
it. We want to go there.
I mean, I think that the most interesting thing is, like, or that it shows is the capacity of a being to love, right, in a really non-attached way. Because so everybody has a favorite doctor and everybody has a favorite companion, but then you keep watching the show, and I think it works because people continue to believe the authentic care that is always present between a doctor and his companion. And then, yes, they look different, so maybe it's easier for our minds to process, but theoretically, this is one person who has been able to love so deeply. And not like, oh, we went to a party and we hung out, but like die almost, or sometimes, you know what I mean? Go through these really intense things, and he, like, he has the capacity. Maybe that's why he has two hearts. That could be a thing. You know, I don't know. But it's like they really, and so there's a lot to say, I think, about the ability of, in general, people to love, and like you can have more than one person that you love over time, blah, 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 you know, things like that.
I feel like I've said it before, and maybe not on the show, but I always feel like the Doctor thinks that he loves all of his companions, right? Like,
I think
that Eccleston's doctor and Tennant loved Rose. I think that he loved Rose in a romantic relationshipy way. Mm-hmm. I think everyone else he loved in a friend way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think River he loved in a relationshipy way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that
And Clara is kind of getting in there.
No, I think Clara has always been in a friendly way. But I think that he thinks he loves them all.
Romantically?
No, like with the deepest part of his soul. And I don't think he does. I think he kind of really cares about them.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think he loves them the way he thinks he loves them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of the interesting thing, and it's been brought up, and I can't pull the quote offhand, but just because the companions are a blink truly in the lifespan of the Doctor. Each one shares, at this point, it's 5% of his life max, the ones that get, like, if he was to spend their entire lives with them, because he's over 2,000 years old at this point.
Right.
Oh, shit, is he?
No,
yep. I was still stuck on, like, 900.
No, he could because Matt. Dang. Yeah, he's definitely Matt over 2,000 because I've made Mel Brooks jokes several times.
Question. Is he not way, way older because of billions of years?
Yeah,
That's a mental. It was the way I took it.
Uh-huh. The way you took it, or the way you read somewhere, it can be taken.
No, the way I interpreted it.
Okay, so the way Zach thinks of it, go on.
Well, there's those two factors there. One, I think it's somewhat of a time loop.
Uh huh.
But he's also being reprinted, so that body is still only as long as he was in the castle for.
I see.
Right. But his brain has, in theory, you're right, in theory it has 2 billion years worth of memory.
My head hurts.
He's old.
Does it actually have
wibbly wobbly timey wise
2 billion years of memory, though, since he is rewritten each time? Ooh. So he only has that day.
He says that he remembers every time.
Okay.
Ooh.
In that episode, in the last episode, in the finale, he says at one point that he remembers every time.
All right, so it's 2,000 plus 5 billion years in a time loop.
Yeah. 2 billion with an asterisk.
Yeah, sure.
My head hurts. 2,000 S. Somebody points out back to the love discussion. Boo points out
4.5 billion.
Whatever. I'm rounding up. Boo points out that he married River, and therefore, I'm assuming she means that therefore it got all lovey-lovey because...
Means the most.
Married.
Well, but he married her under duress.
Also, they listed off all the people they've married, including Stephen Fry. And I want to be like, yeah, I don't think marriage means anything to these people.
No, But they did go adventuring together on like a lot of like
dates. Because he hasn't been adventuring with other
women? Well, River's gotten more intimate with the Doctor than I think any other person that we know of.
I think Rose has gotten pretty intimate with other Doctors.
With human Doctor.
Yeah. Intimate.
But not our... but not our Doctor.
Also, I love what River says about the face. He's like, what do you think about anybody? She says, I've only seen the face.
Mm-hmm. Come that, did you? I was like, hey, girl.
Anastasia and I are very similar.
We pay attention.
Yeah.
But so, ultimately, back to the original question.
There was a question.
Well, the question of does the Doctor truly love River in a romantic way and more than his companions? I think that he loves her in a different way from his companions. Because where it gets sort of hairy to answer that question is he, like, is willing to destroy space-time for Clara. Mm-hmm. He goes off, like, he goes into a massive depression when he loses Amy. But when, like, even after all of this, and I get that, and, like, being out of order, it has a sort of a different pattern to it.
Right.
He never goes back to the library to find River, to visit her.
Right. Well, but... I mean, it's a twofold thing in that, one, he, in his first meeting with her, he did save her, in a way. He saved her to the library. She'll always be available in that database.
River Song has been saved.
Yes.
River Song has left the library. Go on.
So, I mean, if you think about it, he's already gone beyond the step of saving her from death. But also, from the very moment he met her, he knew that she was destined to die. So I think that this also kind of caps his arc for the season in that he spent the whole season trying, or not the whole season, but I guess the end of this season, trying to avoid death and trying to stop the death of someone he loved, whereas here he's kind of realized that it's not something you can do, it's not something that should be done, and so he's letting her go the way that he should, and he's doing it with style.
Well, that's really interesting, especially because we had pointed out a lot last season that he... cheated death for a lot of people. He kind of rewrote deaths and you know, me is alive because of him. But, like, there haven't been consequences. And I feel like now he's kind of forcing himself to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like unless it's he talks to himself and realizes that, like, he had to let her go and follow through because he... can't keep doing this. You know what I mean? Like, I just want some consequences for him never letting people die last season.
Right.
That's what I want.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general, some consequences might be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, the Doctor doesn't really get consequences very often. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we've complained about.
Although he does marry his murderer, I feel like that's consequences right there.
Yeah.
Marries her and then brings her to what she, like, basically knows is her last meal, give or take 24 years.
Yeah, people had a lot of problems with that.
Okay. Is that right?
Let's talk about the ending, because, like, so we're on the spaceship, betrayal of creepy blue dude. Creepy blue cat reptile.
Fleming.
I really like the idea that the ship she goes to, it's you have to be a villain, I guess.
You have to be a mass murderer.
Is it mass murder?
I believe so. This is like where genocide comes to play, right?
Right. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That she belongs. She feels right at home. Also, I want that spray dress.
Yeah, what is that? That, I will say, that was the one where I was like, did we really just do spray? And it was like, sprinkle fairy dust. And it was like, ding, and I was like, that's a little too like Sabrina the Teenage Witch for me.
The princess in me was like, I want that.
Right.
I'd like to think it's a hologram generator. And she's naked the whole time.
Really wish I would have thought of that before I watched it. I'm going to go watch it again. This episode just got so much better.
Oh, yeah. Do I know it?
That stands up. That holds up.
Yeah. Sure would.
I'll accept it.
Although she is running around in the snow.
Either way.
So was Clara.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good for them.
For the body.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah, so the end, about that.
Oh, yeah. 24 years.
Yeah, so they crash. Yeah, and then I love that the doctor seated the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cute bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the diamond.
Because at first you're like, what? Oh, I see what it is. Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah. I like, you better build this restaurant. Didn't think to tell him, like, hold me a table. But I guess he doesn't really have to worry about that with the time machine.
Right.
So it's one of the advantages of having a TARDIS.
Like you do.
Reservations are not a problem. And then that epic speech from the doctor. What did you guys think? Ultimately.
Sorry. Epic speech?
The speech, the moment at the end in front of the towers.
Oh.
I mean, I thought it was interesting. I liked the idea of him basically be letting her know that there's no way that he can save her, and that they should really relish the time that they have together. I mean, I felt like that was the moment where he realized, or at least that was the expression of him realizing how kind of terrible of a boyfriend he's been, or a husband that he's been. And, like, it shows how much the doctor himself has grown. Because before this, the last time we had seen them interact, not her as a hologram, it, like, in Doctors in, Angels in Manhattan, she was relatively scared of him. Like, she spoke of him like he was a terrifying creature. And so I feel like he's come a long way, and this was him kind of showing that. But at the same time, not really going out of his not going out of his way, but essentially not reversing the progress that we've seen him go through. I mean, because maybe a few episodes ago or seasons prior, Doctor would have been like, "No, I'm going to save you. This is who I am. I'm the Doctor. Blah blah blah. I make the rules." but I feel like he's a more mature man, and this that really showed it. And I also thought it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, and apparently not anyone in the chat, but I think a lot of people, because people did tweet at me that they felt that it cheapened the moment, that moment was going to be their last meal, and they had 24 years. They felt like it cheapened it.
I
agree. I'm just saying what they felt.
To me, that was a very doctor moment.
Mm-hmm. That,
To draw out and to also, like she says, to find a loophole.
Right.
Like, yes, it's our last night, but he's going to spend 20 years with her. 24.
Let's be honest. He's going to spend 2 minutes with her and be like, all right, we're going somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm bored.
That was my only thought. And I was like... Yeah. So I loved it in 24 years. Oh. So what are we doing for those 24 years? Like, what, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, but aren't we going to go places? But then how does that work? So what, we just... But then I was like, oh, so maybe they just post up and relax.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
could happen.
I imagine them getting, like, a beach house or, like, a small little cottage on
right
that...
Right there.
Yeah. I mean, because you could tell, like, even from the beginning of the episode, he was just coming off a really sad streak, and he had mentioned that it's his first time laughing in a long time, and he got that back spending time with her. So I feel like they're going to just sit around, spend some time, he's going to tell her everything that's happened up until now, and then they're just going to enjoy their life together until he's like, all right, I guess it's time for you to go die, and then she does that.
Well, here's some interesting things to think about.
Good point.
One, what are they going to do for 24 years? What, does no one remember the Power 3 where he couldn't sit still for a few hours? He got bored.
Well, that was a different doctor.
Sure. Okay. Also, look, Madison even brought that up. Yes. Okay. Also, in the library, she's not alone. She's doing this trip with these people.
She's on an expedition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to somehow get her to doing these trips with people.
Well, she doesn't say it's literally her last day before she does, but it is like
the last time he sees her.
Yeah, and very close to her end. Like she'll probably have one or two more solo adventures, doing whatever it is that she did right before the library,
right,
filling the last few pages of the diary before she goes and
dies.
Wait, because I was not present at the time, even though I've seen the library a million times. Does she go to the library knowing she's going to die?
No. No, but she figures it out at the end when she's about to die.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So now, with what this is setting us up to be, that's a pothole.
Because she knows?
Well, yeah. If here she's like, oh, just the right amount of pages, and then after this, it's ta-da. So then when she goes to the place, right, why doesn't she...
So I think it's another one of those things where, like, he's going to be like, no, you're fine. And she's going to believe him and ignore all the other things that have been put in front of her. It's a perception filter. Boom, Dr.
Or just reference. Basically saying, like, it's, nice. We all know, we all operate knowing we're going to die.
What?
Eventually.
Excuse me?
Who operates like that?
Yeah. I wasn't on that mess. That was rude.
Yeah.
Why am I never in the group?
Wait.
Seriously.
Are we going to?
Oh,
are we gonna, okay.
Big reveal.
Spoilers. Oh.
Spoilers.
You know how I feel about spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! We're all gonna die.
No! This is impossible!
So wait.
Speaking of, remember when the character looked like Baymax?
Yes! That robot looked like Baymax. Yeah.
Yes, Hydroflax, Baymax.
Yeah.
Think about it.
X-rays. What? Okay.
That is all. But anyway, I think she basically, it's that same thing. We all operate knowing that mortality is out there for us, but she must probably decide to just live life. And then she
every day is like my last.
She meets 10 finally for the first time, thinking, "Oh, this will be exciting. This can't possibly be the time when I run into my husband." Whoops!
Right.
Okay. Dead. So Raven points out that she may believe that this is the last time she's going to see the doctor, because that's what the diary isn't her life. The diary is her life with him. Mm-hmm. It's so that they can keep time straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the last time she's going to see the doctor, not necessarily that she's going to die. Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
But then when she
we just happen to know that the next time she sees the doctor, she will die.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, either way, I think if it's a slight plot hole, you got to give them a little bit of credit, because how many seasons ago was the library?
Many. Right.
Who wrote it?
Moffat, yeah. But who wasn't the showrunner at the time.
Right.
Well, you never forget your first library.
Well, but way to, like, stake that out, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I think it was a year ago or so, that he would be willing, before this was official, that he would be willing to do another River story, only if it was worth doing, if there was a good reason to do it.
I believe what you're mixing up is he said...
We said that about Jack Harkness as well.
He said that he wouldn't do a River story, and then he did the story and said, I'm only doing it because the story is worth doing.
Yes. Mm. Okay.
Oh, Moffat. Rule one, Moffat lies.
Well, he may have thought he would never do another River story.
He did. Right. He believed it, just like the doctor believes that he loves. What? You're fired? Baymax.
I'm assuming you guys liked Hydroflax's like crazy body.
Amazing.
Running around.
Don't believe no one tried to kill the body.
Try not to kill on the program, but
who would have tried to kill the body though?
No, just like it keeps coming after
them. Just stop it somehow, yeah.
Well, they tried. With the sonic trowel.
Yeah, that's not gonna do
awesome
it.
Awesome touch, by the way. Archaeologist carries a sonic trowel.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Nobody else seemed to. Merry
Christmas. Nerd.
Yeah, that's not just geeky, but nerdy. Extremely nerdy.
Yeah.
Science joke. But so the sonic couldn't stop
science
it.
Joke.
Right.
Science. Drop your pencil.
Yeah.
The sonic couldn't stop it, so I imagine it had some pretty strong defenses.
Mm. Right. Yeah, you would have needed like a super blaster. And plus, since they had already established that he essentially has a bomb inside of him, trying to destroy him would have been counterproductive.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
And then now it's operating with Ramon and Nardal's heads in rotation.
I love it. I love that idea. I also love that when not Protozoa comes out, he's all sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's what I imagine it's like in there. Yep. Miserable.
Hilarious.
I want to know how many heads it could, like, possibly have had, like,
seven.
Stored. Seven, do they say?
No.
Oh.
I'm just based on
just
the
save
size.
Authority.
Yeah, I'm just guesstimating.
All right, you heard it here first. Seven.
I feel like you could fit seven heads in there.
Right, one in each leg.
Love you.
I'm like one, two, three,
I've never
four.
Loved you more.
Heads and legs. Moving on.
Yeah, I mean, just to check some other of the like the little things that we got in here. We did establish exactly where we are when Blue Catfish Man
Fleming.
Was that his actual name? Was Fleming? Okay. I just like he looks like a blue catfish to me.
He doesn't hurt.
Fleming. He says that he established that she's just been to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
What planet is that?
Mm-hmm. So she just lost
she
her
just,
parents.
Yeah, she just watched her parents die. But so we know exactly where we are in the time in her story,
which I also really like because if you think about like she's mourning the loss of her parents,
she's going to be a little more reckless.
She's going to be a little more reckless. She's also. You know, going through those grief emotions, which make you do crazy things like marry a diamond
mm-hmm.
and Protozoa and other people and Stephen Fry.
Marry everyone.
I mean, that's what you do when your parents
die. We found out the doctor has married Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, people in the chat pointed out that he didn't know it was a real marriage. He didn't think it was a chapel or something. I didn't catch that.
And that's Elizabeth I, who we've seen recently.
And Cleopatra, which I thought... Wasn't River Cleopatra?
She posed as her at one
right.
point.
I assume that when he married Cleopatra, it was River posing as Cleopatra.
Ooh.
That was an assumption I made.
Right.
Apparently he married both.
I believe
that dog.
He's yeah. married to a lot of people. I mean, this is always the thing that I've sort of wondered, like, with their marriage, like, till death do us part is the classic marriage line. When you can't really die, and time sort of makes that a almost irrelevant question.
Till we want to part.
Yeah, I mean, Capaldi's worn a ring on his ring finger
yeah.
for his whole run, mm-hmm. which I always thought was a very interesting touch. I thought it implied a sort of love of River to wear a wedding band.
I guess. A lot of people in the chat are very upset that we are saying that Amy and Rory died. They didn't die. They were time locked.
Before well, she...
But fair, she lost them.
She lost them. Okay.
They're gone in from her life.
And they also died.
Eventually.
Like, eventually. Yes. She... To her, they died that day because she never could communicate with them directly
right.
again.
Yeah. And if we look at the time stream, her time stream, she will not see them again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
apology for
dead.
The slight miss of information.
Okay.
Okay.
But
moving
they're
on.
Dead.
We all know Jim the Fish. Still, we still don't know who Jim the Fish is.
Right.
But I like
no,
the little
don't.
Cat. No, that was the line.
Oh.
Fleming. Apparently, everybody knows Jim the Fish.
Yeah, and until we see this Jim the Fish, I have a feeling it's a.
Isn't it one of the audio stories or something?
Is it?
Like, I just read about that. Did I just read about that?
Maybe.
Googling.
Maybe. What does that sound?
Well, they are doing new audio stories. They're going. I think they're going to release one, or they just did. I haven't listened to it yet. With River.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think it was River and Eight.
Was a friend of the 11th Doctor and River's Song, whom they met on their adventures.
Yeah, I mean, it's established with Matt Smith because they're establishing where they are. It's like, oh, where are you? We just did Jim the Fish. Oh, love Jim the Fish.
Mm.
That's really all we've gotten of him.
Right.
If you go to the TARDIS.wikia, there's Jim the Fish
yeah.
info.
There's all kinds of places to look it up.
Moving on.
Do you guys hatch any other fun little things?
I loved the bigger on the inside bit. Like made me laugh out loud
so
for minutes.
So good.
And the, one of the round things has just liquor in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love when she points out that he'd never noticed her take it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so good. I think the whole part where she didn't know was fun. It was fun for everybody.
Yeah.
And I would have liked it to continue. It would have been an interesting episode if she didn't know until either the very end or after he was gone or something.
How would you have ended that episode, though?
It would have been very interesting if she knew the whole time and was playing him.
Also, but I feel like that's too rivery.
Said no one ever. Except you just now.
What about you, Anastasia? Any other favorite moments from the episode that we didn't get to?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. It's just all so good. She's so great. Oh, I believe they love each other. Stop it.
I know you had said that you related to River a lot in this episode.
I do, yeah. I relate to the idea of wanting to be the special person in a special person's life and being a special person in a special person's life. But, like, the struggle of, like, am I really? Maybe I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. You know what I mean? So that, for me, is, like, really true. I know what it's like to love somebody who's, like, here but not and has a big life to live, you know, and has a lot to do and stuff like that. And in general, she's the bossiest. But to me, what I really always loved was that for the most part, yes, maybe there were times she's like, oh, does he, doesn't he? But to me, I always knew that she knew that he loved her and that they were special to each other. So that was kind of my thing.
But then we saw her fully admit and it confirmed that she didn't believe that he loved her.
But that's interpretable to me too, because I feel like she, for the situation, she knows that it's like a machine and that, you know, but she can out-trick it and whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she really believes it, or maybe she just accessed a part of herself that believed that. But I don't think you would do all of that if you didn't. Mm. I don't know. I don't think she's a martyr, though. That's the only other reason you would do it, is because you're like, ugh, because I know I have to live because it's important for the world. She doesn't seem like a martyr to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't call her a martyr, but I think that she, it's tough when you love someone that you think doesn't reciprocate those feelings. You want to be in their lives, but right. it's I think for her it's pain. It's a joyous and painful at the same time, and those are two emotions that are very difficult to.
Mm-hmm. But they don't cancel each other out, and that's sort of like the duality of. I'll say a exactly, human experience, yeah. But whatever, just a being experience that, like,
yeah.
You think one cancels the other out, but no, like, they live at the same time.
Yeah.
Nice. We're so multi... We're like onions, guys. We have layers.
Yes. Shrek reference. Oh.
Let me
well,
do Shrek.
I think that's going to do it for this episode of Doctor Who, for the recap of the Christmas special. I want to thank everyone in the live chat for joining us. All of you who are watching, whenever you're watching this, listening to this, thank you. Thank you, Anastasia,
yay.
For joining
thank
us.
You.
This
Having
has been a blast.
Yay,
you guys can catch her on Z Nation.
Yeah,
as we
catch
said
me on
before.
Z Nation.
Do you have anything else that people can look forward to? I know season 3 is in
season
the works.
Season 3 is in the works. Season 2 will be on Netflix, I think, on like January 17th. So
awesome.
Binge
awesome.
It a yeah. lot and rate it highly and tell people you like it and stuff.
Awesome.
Give special love to Addie.
Yeah, love me a lot.
Well, if people want to keep up with you on Twitter and anywhere
Annie
else.
Awesome. Anny Awesome. On all of the places.
Nice.
Tari Miller.
Tari J. Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. TauriJay.
You can find me online at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And I'm going to say it, guys. Happy birthday, Ryan Wittelson. It's Ryan's birthday.
Yay!
Yay!
That's it.
Well, thank you guys so much again for joining us. Please comment in the comment below for us. Let us know what you thought. If there was any moments that you loved that we didn't get to, I want to know what they were. We'll be sure to comment back. Leave us a review on iTunes. We won't be back until, I think, the fall when the series comes back.
See you next year.
Yeah. if you can do us a favor, because I want, while they haven't decided yet, who the new companion is going to be sure to tweet hashtag we want Stormageddon at BBC.
Hashtag we want Jim the Fish has been happening.
Yeah.
So I want Jim the Fish to be the next companion.
There's a lot of paradoxes with that one. We want Stormageddon. Guys, until next time here at AfterBuzz, I'm Zach Wilson, and thanks for geeking out with us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.